apart and schedule a complimentary session.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. China is calling for oil to be traded with the yuan at the Gulf Summit in Saudi Arabia, which took place about 5 days ago. Israel has been bombing in Syria. And also, I'm going to begin with the Ukrainian soldiers. They're posting videos of the what they're going through, the horrors, the conditions, and one of them actually said to President Zelensky, "How is it going? Is it hot where you are? You say in your videos that everything is fine, that the soldiers don't need anything. Not only the Russians are killing us, but also the cold. Where are our reinforcements? Where are our reinforcements? Management ignores us. Remember this. We will definitely be back. We will survive. Not only for the victory, but to hang you in Kiev on Maidan Square. Pray the Russians get there first. Then maybe you will stay alive in prison." This is not good. This is like the mutiny on the Bounty. The Ukrainian soldiers are wondering, Zelensky keeps pushing for this war to continue, and he's running out of troops, out of ammunition, and warm weather. It's a disaster, I'm telling you. Then with the EU nations, they are continuing to be the request that they continue to further the arming Ukraine, sending money, and it is not going well for these nations. I was going to say in Sweden, their real estate market is taking a dive. It's getting worse. Their economic crisis is in this. In Sweden, it's one of the biggest economies in that area up north. Sweden, Norway, Finland, in that vicinity. In an article I've been reading, Swedish consumers had cut spending drastically because of the cost of living. Retail sales, along with lending, are plummeting. No hope for the future, basically. The British, their present term and near term and their long term outlook is gloomy. Consumers continue to struggle under the weight of, again, high inflation and the high interest rates. In Germany, I'd like this German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, he said, "Moscow must and will not win. I don't know what planet this man lives on. Russia has been winning, making Russia great, bigly, since February of this year. The ruble, the value of the ruble has increased. Russia's on a gold standard. Nations want to trade with Russia because Russia's on a gold standard, not a fiat currency. Russia is working with the big nations in Asia, China, India, still working with many of the Islamic nations there in that region, in the Middle East and North, all the way to the southern border of Russia. Russia is working with the nations in Africa, South America. Everyone wants to bail on the petrodollar and tie themselves into this new economic system. So Scholes goes on to say that once the Russian ends the conflict in the Ukraine, though, Russia should be given a chance to do business with Germany again. So he says that Moscow will not win, but I guess when Moscow loses, then Germany is going to begin to trade with Russia again. But the fact is, he did say that Russia will remain the largest country on the European continent after the conflict is resolved. It is therefore very important that we make preparations for this coming time. But now is not that time. So right now, we are enemies. We will unfriend Russia. But in the future, we will refriend or once again befriend Russia. Then in France, French President, God with us, Emmanuel Macron, he's hosting 70 countries and institutions. Why? Because he's been requested to bring these people together by who? By empire. By America. To discuss what can be offered to Ukraine between now and March. These nations have to do this collectively. Individually, they cannot afford it. We'll be right back. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Hi, Chad here with Liberty Communications. Do you have an outdated phone system? Is your service with a large carrier that doesn't care about you? Are you sick and tired of waiting on hold only to be routed to a call center out of the country? Then you need our help. We answer our phones live and know our clients by name. Let us provide your company a no-charge phone and internet evaluation. Call 720-399-0233 or learn more at libertybts.com.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now my Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries my Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. My Kind CBD, CBD as nature intended.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth Guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new, state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available. Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and try it.
Doctors say you should have your colon checked often. I'm not a doctor, but if you don't have your gun cleaned regularly, it'll get filled with crap too. And when it breaks, it could cost you your family. Don't let it happen to you. Go see My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. Give me a call or shoot me a text at 970-776-0258. That's My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258.
Thank you.
Okay, and so the Zelensky is talking with the European nations and the NATO nations to send more money, more supplies, arms, everything, because winter has descended upon them. There's a verse in the Psalms where King David, a very interesting psalm, the only one like it, who can stand against the cold of the Lord? When God allows the cold to descend upon a society or a region, who can stand against it? Who can stand against this cold that is coming on the European NATO nations, on Ukraine? Really, now in the Northern Hemisphere, all of the nations, Norway, Finland, Sweden, Germany, all the European nations that are paying high prices for fuel, for gas, if they can get it to warm their homes. Who can stand against the cold of the Lord? David said nobody can stand against it. But this is what empire has done by forcing Russia to intervene in the Nazi Azov, Nazi nationalist hate groups in Ukraine. Russia didn't have a choice. They had to move. And Vladimir Putin made the right chess move. He made the move perfectly, right in winter. And in December, he offered the United States and the NATO nations, European nations, a way out. Stop pushing for putting arms, nuclear arms, in Ukraine. Don't continue a program to bring Ukraine into NATO and Georgia, the old Soviet Georgia. If you continue, we're going to have to respond. And the United States intentionally ignored it because this is a strategy of the U.S. to destroy Russia, to get all of a collective of NATO and European nations and the Five Eyes nations, Canada, United States, to break the hold or to break Russia, to try to put Russia in a chokehold. It didn't work. All it did is you sow to the wind, you reap the whirlwind. And it has made Russia stronger, diplomatically, economically, politically. It has unified the multipolar nations against the unipolar world, Western world program. The unipolar world, a group of nations led by the United States of America. It's in the book of Revelation, chapter 17, I believe. The very end of 17, there are going to be 10 kings that agree with Antichrist to destroy in the future America. Is that kind of a unipolar world? A Western, hegemic collective of nations led by the United States of America? Then you have the multipolar world nations, the balance of the world that is not part of America, that not controlled by the United States of America, refusing to be controlled any longer by the petrodollar, and not going to be controlled by the new digital Antichrist system that's going to come in. There will be an alternate system to the Antichrist system. And the individual, Vladimir Putin, is the one that you might say had the insight, foresight, the vision to begin to put something together that the globalist West couldn't allow. They could not allow Russia to continue any longer in being successful. They had to move. Big mistake. They put the queen right in front of the king, and the king took out the queen. Checkmate. For a while. Temporarily, for a while. And Russia will continue to get stronger. Something happened at the end of last week. President Xi Jinping, he traveled to Saudi Arabia. He left China. This is how important this gathering in Saudi Arabia was last Friday. Xi Jinping, this was an appointment he had to make. Pardon me. He met in Saudi Arabia. Excuse me. He met in Saudi Arabia with a prince, what is his name? I have it right here. He meets with the Saudi prince. I've got it right here. But anyhow, he goes and he meets and he says that he's called on the leaders from the top oil-producing nations to conduct oil sales by using the Chinese yuan in order to devalue the United States dollar. Boy, I don't think Joe Biden liked that. Of course, Joe Biden probably didn't really understand what was going on. But his handlers were upset. Most of the states in the Persian Gulf that have long trusted allies of the West have quickly come to realize that their interests are best assured by cooperating with the Eurasian states like China and Russia, who don't think in those zero-sum terms, Xi Jinping said. So, there's another article out of FoxBusinessNews.com. Xi Jinping, he called on these leaders from the top oil-producing nations again to quit using petrodollars and turn to the yuan. The move echoes steps Beijing took earlier this year with Russia and is an attempt to help push the Chinese currency as a top international currency and aims to weaken the U.S. dollar. Currently, the dollar is 14 cents compared to the $1 Chinese yuan. Xi addressed Gulf leaders in Saudi Arabia where Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. He hosted two events with Beijing to demonstrate Riyadh's burgeoning relationship, growing massively with China amid strained relations with the United States over human rights issues, energy, and its relationship with Russia. Well, at least China is admitting that there might be some human rights violations. In March of 2022, it was suggested that Saudi Arabia was advancing a years-long negotiation with China that could see a shift in the oil trade off of the U.S. dollar. And it is happening. Many nations are. This is what we are seeing. What we're seeing is, oh, you know, there's a hurricane in Florida. But we're not in Florida, so we don't pay attention to it. Oh, China is working out a deal with the Saudi Arabia to buy oil, send oil to China, but not to trade in U.S. dollars. This is massive. This is massive. This is going to create a unfriending of the United States toward Saudi Arabia. The United States is not going to sit back. The United States already, I believe, is putting together military operations to begin to do something in the Middle East. You can't stab empire in the back with a stake or with a knife or with a spear and not have U.S. respond. And again, right now, the power of the United States in Europe is through NATO and the EU nations. We are on this side of the ocean giving directions to the other EU nations and NATO nations on what to do. But in the Middle East, the only nation we really have a great relationship with presently is Israel. Now, I think that when Israel, and I have an article, Israel has been bombing in Saudi, I'm going to read it, and I'll go back to Xi Jinping's article. Now, the Israeli military last Sunday dropped threatening leaflets in southern Syria hours after launching missile strikes in the area. The Israel missile strikes took place late Saturday, and the report said that the strike hit a Syrian military radar system in the area of southern Syria known as Tel al-Kalib. The Israeli forces appeared to take credit for the missile strike in the leaflets that were dropped. Quote, "Time after time, you have been responsible for the harm caused by your decisions," the flyer read, according to the Times of Israel. "Continuing presence of Hezbollah in the area of Tel al-Kalib, and collaboration with it has brought and will bring you nothing good. The presence of Hezbollah in the area has brought you humiliation, and you are paying the price for that." And it went on to say that Israel had threatened Lebanon that it could bomb Beirut's international airport. The threat was made based on allegations made in Saudi media that Iran has used civilian flights in the airport to transfer weapons to Hezbollah. This is true. I've told you that in the past that Israel is going to have a war in the Middle East with all of these terrorist groups. And right now, there's something developing. It's very interesting. The United States, the operations of the U.S. are presently with the military, paramilitary, mercenaries, is taking place in Ukraine. Great money, vast amounts of money, and military hardware going to Ukraine. And the United States needs to do something in the Middle East, but right now she's caught in a trap, in a Venus flytrap, actually, in Ukraine. So America is going to need a little help. Well, when Israel is going to be forced to respond to terrorist acts around surrounding her country, it may be that the United States is going to say, and I know I've talked about this before, the Bible says that when Israel begins this new campaign that's coming probably this spring, the nations are not going to interfere. The United States won't interfere. The UN won't interfere. The Arab nations, they won't be able to interfere. No one is going to stop Israel from becoming, from that campaign that is going to bring victory and safety from all of the terrorist groups surrounding Israel to the north, east, to the southwest. And America needs some way to punish, or needs a way in which to begin an operation to once again move into that area. And Israel is going to be the key. The United States is going to eventually leave Ukraine and move into the Middle East. We'll be back in a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. We're watching things develop that are unbelievable. This is Rick Rodriguez, host of The Present Truth, Monday through Friday, 2 to 3. Topics: American world hegemony, the New World Order, secret societies, one world religion, weather warfare, international wars, transhumanism. Join me, 1360 KHNC.
A soldier in Afghanistan whose neck had been deeply sliced by shrapnel had a pressure bandage applied for several hours, but no clot had formed. The pressure bandage was removed, bleed stop was applied, and within 2 minutes the bleeding had completely stopped. Bleed stop. Safe in the wound? Find bleed stop on the KHNC website. Simply click on the bleed stop button at the top of the page.
The Federal Reserve is in control of our money. But lately, control is the last word you would use to describe the Fed. Emergency rate cuts, huge increases in their balance sheet, the constant blowing of bubbles and boom and bust cycles that just leave most of us busted. I'm Joe Jaquin, owner of the Patriot Trading Group, and we have been protecting people's wealth for almost 25 years. Stop playing the Fed's game and get your wealth protected. Call us at 800-951-0592. Or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TejiboTeaClub.com. Tejibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TejiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TejiboTeaClub.com.
Hey, this is Rod from PCs and Parts in Loveland. We're your local computer and parts repair store. We have been in business for over 18 years, and we have been fixing computers and love doing that. If you're having anything with technical-related issues, come by and see us. To reach us, call us at 970-203-0696 or go to our website at PCsandParts.com. We'd love to talk to you about your particular problems.
You're listening to KHNC 1360 AM. Please join us Friday mornings from 7 to 9 AM with Kevin LaRusso on Common Nonsense, sponsored by Tactical Civics.
He went to fight wars for his country and his king, of his honor and his glory. The people would sing. Ooh, what a lucky man he was. Ooh, what a lucky man he was.
So, America will be forced to move into the Middle East. China, we know that eventually the kings of the East will move into the Middle East. They will bring their armies to the Middle East. And Xi Jinping is kind of softening up the people of the Middle East, the Arab leaders. But this is the direction China is going to go to Armageddon. This will be the direction the United States will go to Armageddon. America is, you might say, got her foot in a bear trap in Ukraine, but she's going to get out of it and eventually focus on the Middle East, focus on Israel. And Israel is not putting up with the terrorist groups, with Hezbollah, not going to allow Iran to continue to sell, to send any type of military weapons to that area, even if it means going into Lebanon. Israel is going to invade Lebanon and get rid of Hezbollah, Hamas, ISIS, ISIL, Daesh, all of them. In Lebanon, in Syria, in Jordan, Western Saudi Arabia, in the Gaza Strip to the west and south. Israel is going to, I think we're getting close to that time, maybe this coming spring. They're not going to do anything right now except by air. They don't want troops. Israel is, they're wise. They won't do anything on the ground. They won't go hand to hand. They'll use drones, they'll use aircraft, missiles, you name it. But they will, eventually, when this conflict begins, And it will begin. Israel will be successful. And all of the terrorist groups surrounding Israel will be eliminated. Israel will have safe borders. And then right after that, then Russia is going to end the campaign up north and move south with other nations to the area of present-day Jordan to, you might say, not destroy Israel, but to control Israel. It's like when Russia expanded into the Russian, old Soviet Russia. Russia controlled the Soviet nations. Russia doesn't want to destroy Israel. Russia wants to own, occupy, and give direction to that area. Why? Because that is going to be the area, eventually, where the New World Order Center will be. It will be temporarily in the United States of America, but not for long. Eventually, the center of global operations for the West, especially for the Antichrist and the New World Order satanic forces, will be Israel. Jerusalem, and I'm not so sure it will be the Temple Mount on the temple area where the Dome of the Rock is. I think it might be in Jerusalem in the big conference, or what is it, that international center they have. Will it be the I'm just not sure, but it's going to be in Israel. So worth watching things develop. Now, many people, many nations presently are really feel that there is World War III coming. Well, there's not going to be just World War III. The final war could be World War V or VI, because right now, the next war that we're going to have in that area, you know, what's happening in Ukraine, as massive and as impacting as it is, you could say that is World War III on a small scale. But there's going to be what's happening in Ukraine, what's going to follow, which is going to affect everybody internationally, not like what happened in Afghanistan. Afghanistan didn't affect the whole world. Ukraine is. The next conflict is going to be when Israel takes out those enemies. So let's say that is World War. Let's say that Ukraine is World War 2.5. And then the Israeli war will be World War 2.6. Or I don't know. Let's just say World War 3. Then World War 4. Then you're going to have international wars after Israel wins that battle. Russia will come. That will be a massive, massive battle when Russia is destroyed with all the nations that come with her to invade Israel. That is 7+ years, 7 years, 3-4 months before the Battle of Armageddon. The Battle of Armageddon is still 8.5-9 years out. Well, the countries know about Armageddon. And here are the nations which think that World War III is coming. Australia, 87%. Iceland, 80%. Mexico, 80%. Peru, 80%. India, 79%. These are the big nations. Chile, 78%. Colombia, 78% assured that there's going to be World War III or the big wars coming. Malaysia, Thailand, 78%. Belgium, 77%. Romania, 77%. Canada, 76%. France, 75%. UK, 75%. Netherlands, 75%. South Africa, 75%. Spain, 75%. So my point is this. These nations are basically educated to a great degree. And they believe that what they're watching is the World War III war that is coming. They don't know about the first war with Israel protecting herself from the terrorists. They may not know about the Great Russian War. And when that Great Russian War is going to be so massive, the whole world will see it. The people that don't know the Bible are going to believe that that is Armageddon. It's not. It's just an indicator that Armageddon is coming 7+ years, 7, 4, 3, or 4 months later. It is not Armageddon. Even the religious people, the Christians that study prophecy, some don't believe it. They already feel Armageddon has come and gone in A.D. 70, almost 2,000, 1,900-something years ago. This is why it's important to understand the wars that Christ talked about that would come at the end of the world. And these nations believe we're getting close to World War III, but they forget about World War IV and V, and then the final war. Rick Rodriguez will be back.
The P.E. Gun Show, December 10th and 11th, will feature a firearms giveaway both Saturday and Sunday. Show location is the Premier Events Expo Center at the Greeley Mall. Food all weekend, CCW classes, and daily firearms drawings. It's the perfect way to spend the day. For more details, see peshows.com. That's peshows.com. See you at the show.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton, or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
Socialism, like the ancient ideas from which it springs, confuses the distinction between government and society. As a result, every time we object to a thing being done by government, the socialists conclude we object to it being done at all. We disapprove of state education, and the socialists say we are opposed to any education. Socialism. Frederick Bastiat, The Law. Back in the U.S., back in the USSR.
Riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, and packed her out alone. Riders on the storm, there's a killer on the road.
There is a storm coming. The wars of the end of the world are just beginning. In the last decade, in the last 10 years before Christ returns again, all the wars that are to take place at the end of the world will take place. And about 8 years before Armageddon, or before Christ return, less than that, already the wars have begun. What has set things in motion is Ukraine. Afghanistan, it changed things. What happened when we invaded Iran, changed things. World War I, World War II change things. But Ukraine war has really changed things. And then to follow, we're going to have Israel and her war, her campaign against her enemies. That is in Psalm chapter 83. Now, there's a U.S. Army Colonel Douglas MacGregor, Ph.D. Last week he stated that the complete destruction of Ukraine is unavoidable. He had an extensive discussion with a world military historian, Dr. Michael Vlahos of the United States Naval Academy. And they examined that the strategic choices that have led to NATO strategic failure in Ukraine, they explored the many pathways to America's military defeat and strategic failure. Yes, in Ukraine, but not America's defeat to end everything. No. Yes, we may. God is going to force the United States to move to the Middle East. These failures have worked in concert and are now culminating in Ukraine. And it's a proxy war done on denial and deceit by the United States against Russia. The proxy war is supported by over 250 American public relations firms hired by Ukraine, whose propaganda is spread by the socialist Biden administration and by the leftist media and the Pentagon. So, what is, you know, I wanted to say that because Ukraine is not the end of everything. There will be continued conflict up there, even after Russia and the other nations move south. There's still going to be conflict. And I've told you about in the book of Joel, the Lord said and commanded the nations. It's a command. It's not a request. It states that the nations are going to take their machinery for food production and take that energy and those materials to build weapons for war. The nations of the world right now are spending their budgets, a high percentage of their budgets for weapons of war. This is one of the great indicators of the last decade before Christ returns, a major indicator. Another indicator, we talk about it all the time so much that you even get tired of hearing it. You just don't want to even hear it anymore. It's like having, you know, chocolate every single day. You love it, chocolate. You like chocolate milk. You like chocolate candy. You like chocolate, 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 but eventually you get sick of it. People are tired of hearing about the digital system coming. People are tired of hearing about the effects of the vaccinations and how these vaccinations are harmful to anybody that gets these injections. Tired of every cold, everybody says, well, is it the COVID or is it just a cold? You get tired of hearing this. It's so redundant. But this will be the sign that Christ said would be at the end of the world. There will be so much evil, so much sickness, hunger, war, plagues, disasters, earthquakes, hurricanes or typhoons. There will be racial hatred. There will be hatred in the families. Father against son, mother against daughter, mother against sister, daughter-in-law, daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. Civil war. No stability. Like Christ said in Luke 21, I think it's verse 25. I got to look this up. There will be a time of perplexities. No solutions, no answers, just conundrums. People are mystified. They are, you know, if you've ever had a I remember when I was young, having a toothache when I think I was a, I think when I was in elementary school. And, no, it was later than that, actually. And I couldn't think. I could not see. I couldn't hear. I just couldn't. All I could think of was the pain. And when I was young, I was getting ready to pull a tooth, and I'd been messing with a tooth, and I just couldn't handle it. This is what will be the perplexities. Mind-numbing things happening with your finances, with your health, with people around you, with not knowing how you're going to pay rent, taxes. It goes on and on. I can continue when I get back, but I want you to be happy. I don't want you to be depressed. But you have to see the truth. One final segment, The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button.
Do you have a 401k sitting with a previous employer or various IRAs and don't know what to do with them? Look no further. My name is Joey DeQuint, and I work with Northwestern Mutual. I take the time to educate you on all your options, making sure you pay the lowest fees possible while taking advantage of any and all tax options as well. It can be very frustrating not knowing how your money is working for you or what your money is even being invested in. Together, we will develop a philosophy for how your money will work for you with complete transparency. On top of that, I will be constantly rebalancing your portfolio every quarter, making sure we are always properly diversified in the market. I take pride in making sure my clients are always taken care of. Again, I'm Joey DeQuint, and you can reach me at my cell phone number, 602-909-9048. Again, my number is 602-909-9048, and I'm always a call or text away.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
Want to sing it note for note, don't worry, be happy.
Okay, we're finishing today's program. You know, Christ said there would be perplexities, just no solutions. And another thing that is mentioned in the scripture is that these the evil people of the world that cause all this misery and suffering and harm and death, they will, to a great degree, get away with it. Excuse me, they won't be prosecuted. They'll seem to, you know, like slippery little, you know how they used to have these grease the pig contest, and you have to try to catch that greased pig? That's what these people are just like. They're like that greased pig. They are filthy, dirty little creatures. And the real pigs are actually more honorable than these type of individuals, but they are slippery. And even in the Bible, it says that they would get away with their evil, especially in the time that we live. These people that are in the occult, that have occult lineage backgrounds, like Fauci, like Gates, Schwab, Klaus, the Clintons, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, all these great lineages, most of them, they're protected. Who protects them? They bowed the knee and agreed to go along with the plan of Lucifer, and Christ was offered power and the kingdoms of the world, and he rebuked the devil. But these people didn't rebuke the devil. They accepted the offer of the devil, and the devil has rewarded them with fame, fortune, power, etc. And also, he has protected them. He has the power to keep them from being prosecuted, from being brought to justice. But it's okay. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, I will repay. I will repay. Not I might, I could, if I wanted to. No. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, I will repay. And we will see it. But when the payment comes, the media has been instructed to hide anything negative as far as maybe they have a stroke, they have a car accident, they fall down while being put in a van. The mainstream media and the people that are the, those who security are supposed to hide all their calamity and their hardships from the media. They may die, just like, I'll finish the program out. Remember Mao, Chairman Mao Zedong. He was in power. 1976 came. There was a great earthquake in China. And, you know, with all the big disaster, everybody was looking at the great earthquake, the destruction, the calamity, the death toll. But nobody said anything about Xi Jinping, or nobody said anything about Mao. Well, it wasn't until here, I think in the last decade, that finally they admitted that the building came down on top of his head, and I don't think they were able to find his body. But he's there in the public square, the great leader of China. He may not even be in that, whatever it is. Eventually, they hide it. The Chinese try to hide it. The main media will try to hide what happens to Clintons, what will happen to all these Schwab and Fauci. We may never know. That's it for today. Rick Rodriguez. We'll talk to you tomorrow. The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. Join me Sunday, 9 to noon, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church Program. Talk to you tomorrow. Have a good dinner.
Do you want amazing Greek food with a great atmosphere and customer service? Well, Cafe Athens has got your back. Call them at 970-619-8467. Carrie and his team are great supporters of our station, so give them a try right away. They have everything from gourmet burgers, gyros, and overall quality Greek food. Located at the Promenade Shops at Centerra in Loveland. Again, call 970-629-8467. The best traditional Greek food in Northern Colorado.
Riley here from Saddle Up in Gilcrest, Colorado. We would like to invite you down to our small town store for all your holiday shopping. We have new and used saddles, horse tack, clothing, accessories, and more. We also offer gift certificates. We're located at 1003 Ash Street in Gilcrest, right off Highway 85 and County Road 31. You can call us at 303-772-7821 or visit us online at saddleupcolorado.net.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, cool. KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.